youthful Nimai, challenged by his students. Nimai is in his teens now. Once the Lord had gone to Gaya to perform Pinda for his departed father. There, he took initiation from Ishwarapuri. When he returned home, he was a changed person. No longer was he Nimai Pandit, but a big scholar, defeater of Keshav Kashmiri. But now he was a performer of Sankirtan. One day, as he was conducting a class on Sanskrit grammar,
"Class, please take a break now while I speak with this learned astrologer who has so kindly agreed to visit us. Please come, my dear Brahmana. Please be seated. Now, with the calculations, tell me what I was in my previous birth."
"Yes, now let me see. This calculation is very strange. Are you sure about your signs?"
"Yes, positive. Tell me, what do you see?"
"Just a minute. Let me double check it."
"Well then, who was I in my previous birth?"
"My dear sir, in your previous birth, you were the shelter of all creation, the supreme personality of Godhead. Your identity is inconceivable by my calculations."
"My dear sir, I think you do not know very clearly who I was in my previous birth. I know that I was a cowherd boy. I was born in a family of cowherd men, and I gave protections to cows and calves. And because of my pious activities, now I have become a son of Brahmana."
"What I saw in my meditation was full of opulences, so I was very much confused. I am certain that your form and the form I saw in my meditation are one and the same. Whoever you are, I offer my humble obeisances unto you."
"I am very happy with you. All right, boys. Today we will practice our grammar by glorifying Krishna. Then we will have more kirtan."
"My dear teacher, how is it that your teaching is very different?"
"Yes, it is always about Krishna.
We are always chanting, not studying like we used to."
"Maybe we can massage your head with coconut oil, which will soothe your head."
"Gopi, Gopi, Gopi.
Why are you chanting Gopi, Gopi instead of holy names of Krishna? I think you definitely need oil on your head. What will you gain by chanting Gopi, Gopi?"
"How dare you speak like that? Today I shall beat you with my stick."
"What? Our teacher intends to beat us, the Brahmanas? What an insult. I will tell my father to come here at once."
"Do you have no shame? How dare you lift a stick to strike the body of Brahmana boy? You have no fear that you are going to break the religious principles. If you ever dare to raise your voice or stick to these boys again, we will all get together and strike you."
"These smart Brahmanas are very proud of their so-called birth and knowledge. They have no respect for me, even though I am a great scholar and a teacher. Because of these offenses, no one will be able to attain Krishna. I have to deliver these fallen souls only if they offer me respect, will their offenses will be nullified. Therefore, I will have to accept the sannyas order of life. Thus, the people naturally offer me respect. Then
by my grace, I will give them bhakti. Yes, this is the best solution, but I am sure this will be a shock for my mother. Nitai will have to break the news to her.